Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
When I was just a boy and mother suspected that my story had been slightly amplified, she would say, "Son, look me in the eye." She was convinced that if I could look her in the eye and tell her something, it was the truth. In Numbers 5 of your Old Testament, there's a passage that I've never fully understood. Nonetheless, it was a provision to determine whether a wife was lying about being unfaithful to her husband or telling the truth. A wife who had been so accused would go to the tabernacle and take a vow before the Lord, saying that she had slept with no one but her husband. Then she would drink water that had some dust from the tabernacle floor in it. If she was telling the truth, there was no harm. If she was lying, she would be cursed with childlessness. In ancient China, a suspected wrongdoer would be forced by authorities to chew rice powder while being interrogated. If the powder was dry when the accused spit it out afterward, he would be found guilty on the grounds that the stress of lying caused a dry mouth. Looking someone in the eye, taking a vow before the Lord, or chewing rice powder all indicate that when you are dishonest, there are physical signs. Studies indicate that no matter how cool a person may appear, when he lies, his body reveals the tension. That's the premise behind polygraph or lie detector tests. They measure the changes in blood pressure, breathing, and skin conductivity, which reflects perspiration caused by stress. One authority in lie detection actually believes that these stress symptoms appear at the microsecond you decide to lie, not necessarily when you're lying, which accounts for the fact that a polygraph or a lie detector test is not always foolproof. An individual who is accused of wrongdoing is under stress. His body reacts. Stress symptoms, just as the person does who is guilty. One, because he's accused. The other, because he has done wrong. I doubt that I have to convince you there are fewer honest people today than a generation ago. Relationships have broken down. We don't trust each other. And with distrust, we feel the need to protect ourselves by making ourselves look better than we actually are, or try to protect our own interests. Where are we? We have lost touch with spiritual moorings. But what we have not come to grips with as a society or as individuals is the high cost of dishonesty in terms of personal and national integrity. In simple terms, integrity is doing what you say you will do. It means being where you say you will be at the time you say you'll be there. No relationship can endure without trust, and there can be no trust without truth. When confidence in leadership, whether it is your government, your church, or your workplace, is in crisis, our stomachs knot and our hearts are filled with uncertainty. Only those who return to the mooring of God's Word, which makes relationships cohesive, will discover that honesty is one of the ingredients, or the glue emotionally, that keeps us together. When someone says, "Look me in the eye and say that," you can be sure if you're telling the truth, you can lock eyes and tell them exactly what happened. And that's the truth.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.